Ayo, welcome to the Dadwell Podcast Season 3 Recap. If you keep track of these sort of things, you've noticed an entire month has gone by since my interview with Tim Lampatino and the end of Season 2. Episode 18 was just before the holidays, and it's already more than a half a month into 2020. But there's a reason for that, and I'll explain after the recap. Season 3 was another solid mix of struggle and redemption, explosive energy and quiet reflection, and a conclusion that ended on a really positive, optimistic outlook. It continues to humble me, this idea of making space for men to sort through these moments and share their hopes and heartaches and happiness. So let's dig into a quick synopsis of the last 6 episodes. Episode 13, Jesse Hora. Jesse is a beautiful example of a man who has all the excuses you need to be a hard ass or emotionally withdrawn, but who instead is loving and tender, despite his childhood and a hardened father. Jesse is a craftsman who very much still works with his hands, like his father, and who exudes a sure-footed confidence in striking out on his own and building a design studio with his wife. There's a great blend of ruggedness and sensitivity about him in his life story that I really love. Episode 14, Brad Bischoff. Each season, there's a particularly emotional episode that plumbs the depth of what Dadwell is all about. A man in pursuit of a passion at the peril of his own relationships. Brad was that episode for season 3. My man is a fervent disciple of life in all its extremes. His intense love of filmmaking and storytelling is like no one's I know, and it's equaled only by his profound passion for his wife and children. But those two tracks can't run in parallel for too long before one veers a little too close to the other and causes one to skid out of control. Brad continues to work through this collision today and posted a beautifully intimate reflection on the Dadwell Slack about his struggle. There's a cautionary tale in this episode, and I'm grateful for how articulate Brad is in expressing his emotions. It's his greatest strength. Episode 15, Jared Reeder. Jared has got the juice. If you needed a pick-me-up after episode 9, Jared delivers a swagger and charm. It'll give you the Holy Ghost even if you're a staunch atheist like me. I've known this man the longest of any guest on the show, and I count on him for getting me out of depressive, self-destructive ruts. Yes, he is over the top and braggadocious, but it's that endearing energy that's always drawn me to him. Like so many other guests, Jared's own father didn't offer an exceptional blueprint to follow. Instead, Jared proves the impact a strong mother and older sister can have on shaping a man and defining masculinity in healthy and beautiful ways. I continue to come back to Jared's wit and wisecracks to jolt me out of the doldrums. Episode 16, Jeffrey Brown. If Jared's banter and bombast was too much for you, Jeffrey's quiet, calm reflection melded season 3 out nicely. Jeffrey is amazing at capturing these intimate, emotional moments in his autobiographical work, and I think that's why his interview was so natural and relaxed. His teenage son, the oldest on the show so far, gave me a glimpse into what life might be like in the future and how my approach to work and time will need to continuously evolve to accommodate my kids as they grow and evolve themselves. Episode 17, Matt Woodburn. Matt is the quintessential serial entrepreneur. He started the most businesses of any guest and continues to launch and lead one enterprise after the next. I was really impressed and motivated by his ambitions. His obsession for shaping and sharing experiences is incredible. Every detail is considered, every option is weighed. Applying that to both his client work and his kids' lives is a vital piece of his professional and parental skill set. He holds himself up to ridiculously high standards for both, something I think nearly every dad on Dadwell suffers from, and does so while maintaining a commitment to co-parenting with his ex-wife. Not an easy thing to do for sure. Episode 18, Tim Lampatino. Even though I interviewed Tim fairly early in this project, I knew the minute we wrapped, his episode would be my season finale. Tim is just solid. There's something so honest and good about the guy. He's got so much heart and an outlook on life and kids and work that I want so bad for myself. He's been Dadwell's number one fan from the very beginning, and his support and friendship means so much to me in this project. He's an optimist without being overboard. He's curious without being distracted. He's adventurous without being reckless. Tim is like the Indiana Jones of geek culture. If you're looking for an inspirational reframe, please check out Tim's episode immediately after this one. So that's season 3 in a nutshell. Dadwell's come a long way, my friends. And I'm proud of the project's accomplishments to date. 23 episodes, 3 seasons, over 12,000 unique plays, hundreds of followers across Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, 3 in-real-life dinner events, which have been amazing, to meet fans of the show and facilitate these great conversations over delicious food. Dadwell was featured on Product Hunt this month, and I produced Fatherly Inquiry, the 20-page digest of questions for dads, co-authored by me and David Willens of Being Dads. Which leads me to what's next for Dadwell. For all intents and purposes, this season 3 wrap-up is also my Dadwell sign-off. I spent the better part of my sabbatical year recording, editing, engineering, and promoting Dadwell 100% of my own, with no funding or advertising. I love this project, I love the men I've interviewed, the people who've shown love and support, and I love what I'm learning. In fact, I'm learning so much, I've decided to take a break from the show, process things a bit, and write the Dadwell & Company guidebook to a creative life in modern fatherhood. There are so many insights and ideas and revelations and reflections in these interviews, and I really want to distill them down into a lightweight guide for creative dads and dads-to-be, a handy pocket reference, a collection of anecdotes, original essays, practical frameworks, and key learnings from the show. I've already started analysis and synthesis of the show transcripts with the help of my wife, Maris, a seasoned design researcher, and my plan is to begin my first draft next month. This is not the end of Dadwell, just a new chapter, literally. I'll continue to interview exceptional, inspiring, entrepreneurial, creative dads, but on an intermittent basis as I encounter them. So if you love the show, subscribe now, because I won't be releasing new episodes every Friday like I was, and I don't want you to miss one when I do. I'm also starting to interview dads in short form for the Dadwell newsletter. Same concept, but new, simpler format. So make sure you sign up for the newsletter now so you don't miss those. Also, when the manuscript is done and I have a prototype for the Dadwell book, I'll be launching a Kickstarter to fund its printing and distribution. Another great reason to sign up for the newsletter so you don't miss those updates. And lastly, I'll continue to host a bi-monthly Dadwell dinner and discussion event in Chicago. So keep an eye out on social media for those invitations. The next one is in March. I also want to give a tall shout out to my Patreon patrons. David Willens, Brandon Weiss, Josh Golden, Kelly Main, Mark Rickmeyer, Mary Feuter, and my man Charlie Smith. These loyal listeners cover all of Dadwell's monthly expenses like hosting and email campaigns. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So that's all for the next while. Even though the podcast is effectively winding down, please know that I'm hard at work on the book and I will continue to post great stuff as I find it. Before I go, I wanted to share 2 things I overheard my wife say this week and a quote I've been thinking a lot about. First, my wife was encouraging our 1.5-year-old daughter who was playing with a little shape puzzle, and she told her, "Try again. Keep trying." And it was so simple and easy to disregard that as just like motivation for a toddler. But I found myself thinking about it every time my kids frustrate me or I feel like I screwed up as a dad. So if you're struggling, failing your partner, your kids, yourself, please try again and keep trying. And the other night, the topic was a meeting she had with a junior colleague, and I was being dismissive of the meeting's value for her. And she said, "I can learn something from everybody." And she said it so matter-of-factly that it stopped me in my tracks. It was just really confident and humble at the same time. And I realized as fathers, we can learn something from every father, whether that's how to be or how not to be. No one is greater than us or less than us as dads. So seek time with other men and learn from them. Build relationships with a few dads and move past the bullshit and the weather and last night's score and shit-talking your job or your wife or your kids and get down to the matter at hand and turn your ears all the way up. The Dadwell Project has been a search for what makes life worth living. And I have one last reading before I go from Norwegian author Carl Ove Knausgård. What makes life worth living? No child asks itself that question. To children, life is self-evident. Life goes without saying. Whether it is good or bad makes no difference. This is because children don't see the world, don't observe the world, don't contemplate the world, but are so deeply immersed in the world that they don't distinguish between it and their own selves. Not until a distance appears between what they are and what the world is, does the question arise, what makes life worth living? Thanks for indulging me. I love you guys. Cheers. thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Dad Will podcast. If you were inspired by what you heard, please take a few minutes to write a review on iTunes. As a new podcast, this helps a ton and would mean a lot to me. Dad Will is on Twitter, Instagram, Medium, and all the other relevant social networks, so visit dadwill.co to find links to all of those. While you're there, you can also subscribe to the Dad Will newsletter, check out some helpful resources and books, and even cop some fresh Dad Will merchandise. Additionally, you can support this project by becoming a patron via patreon.com/dadwill. That's patreon.com/dadwill. Thanks so much for listening. My name is Antonio Garcia, and we'll talk again soon. Cheers.